This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up what is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Will.
And a story that we touched on last night was this robot that is being purported to be some kind of artificial intelligence, but it could just have been programmed to respond to questions or certain keywords. Not really sure how much AI is in this robot called Sophia, but the actual part of the story, not that, somebody purported to have created an AI called Sophia, but Sophia was granted Saudi citizenship at some computer conference thing, I guess being hosted in Saudi Arabia. And again, we covered the story last night, but there's more to it. And I would not have known about this had Will Coley not said, hey, did you guys talk about the backlash from this robot getting citizenship in Saudi Arabia? And, Will, you've got a story about this, but there's also a lot more, not necessarily in the story.
Well, basically, you've got some stuff from ABC News, some other stuff coming from Mashable, and it's talking about how there was this backlash from rights groups, and then backlash from Saudis themselves, and then backlash from Muslims in the West against this, robot getting citizenship. The biggest one is that how laughable it is that the citizenship's being given to this quote unquote female robot,
right?
Who already, just by the fact she's on TV without a man guardian present, without a full niqab and scarf and abaya, she already got more rights than most women in Saudi Arabia.
All right, so you use some terms there that few of them I'm not familiar with, and if I'm not familiar with it, that means a lot of the listeners probably also are not. So the niqab, is that basically the hijab, or is that something
different?
The
niqab is the facial covering. Most people just call it a burqa. A burqa is a specific kind that comes from Afghanistan, but
okay,
the niqab, the part that covers the face except for the eyes, the black piece,
okay,
that is one single piece that is tied on after everything else is put on. It's called a niqab. And then the abaya is the long, flowing, usually black garment that goes over the top.
Okay.
And then the hijab is the head's just the part that covers the hair and the neckline.
Right. And, well, I did notice that this robot did not have any hair, so thus
doesn't
no
matter.
Need to wear a hijab to cover the hair that's
nope,
not
doesn't
existent.
Matter. It doesn't work that way. Nope, it doesn't work that way.
Now, for, for listeners that aren't familiar with Will, he is America's favorite redneck Muslim. Moved
Yeehaw.
To Keene, New Hampshire. Please don't do that. Moved to Keene, New Hampshire. About a month and a half ago,
yeah,
and we can discuss some of that later, but a thing or two about Islam,
yeah,
and
Saudi Arabia specifically,
right? And I was going to mention that because one of the things that I think most people know about Muslims is, well, they're supposed to go to Mecca at least once in their life, if they're able to afford it, and most people don't know the if they're able to afford it part, but there are some Muslims, I believe like yourself, that are not going because of the Saudi government.
Yeah, there's a boycott that's been going on.
Right, so discuss that a little bit, and then let's get into the meat of this article.
Well, when I first became Muslim, there was a family that I greatly respect that I kind of got a chance to learn Islam from. They're a Syrian family. And basically, I learned a lot of the history of that whole area from them. And I started talking about, you know, the fact that I was seriously offended that you have to buy a vacation package. Like, we have family that live in Saudi Arabia, cousins of my wife, who, like, they work for a business there and they own a home there. And if we want to visit there, we can't just go there, get a visa and go there and stay with her family. We have to buy a hotel package or they won't give us a visa.
That's wow. Ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah. So I was just totally out. I was like, I can't believe that these people get away with this. And then, you know, one of these brothers was talking about, like, well, I haven't been to Hajj, you know, in X amount of years. And it's because of the fact that, you know, the Saudi government is what it is. You know, they trade weapons. They bomb, like, they've just spent the last 2 years creating a humanitarian crisis in Yemen with American weapons.
Right. You know, for people that aren't aware of what's going on in Yemen, Yemen is a country that imports about 90% of everything that they need to survive. So, you know, food, clothing, other essentials, 90% of that is being imported. All but, I think, one port has been shut down by the Saudi government. And they're saying, well, there's no humanitarian crisis here, and, you know, just drop bombs on weddings and schools. Well, we had to bomb the school because there were suspected terrorists hiding in the school. Doesn't matter that there were also school children, but because one guy that, you know, was 30 years old ran into the school, and we consider everybody that's a 30-year-old man to be a suspected terrorist.
Well, you have to remember, though, this is, like, it's not even America that's dropping these bombs. Where we're, like, with the level of distrust I have for the American intelligence system, like, cut that in half, like 99 times, that's down to that little tiny little nub.
Right.
That's the amount of trust I have in Saudi intelligence.
But the claim is
Saudi intelligence that's saying that these are terrorists.
But the claim is that the American government is assisting the Saudi government in their intelligence.
Well, I mean, this is also the same Saudi government that arrested a friend of mine from Canada when he went for Hajj. He went for the pilgrimage, and because of statements he made critical of the Saudi Arabian government, while in Canada, protected by Canadian free speech, he was arrested for those statements when he got to Saudi Arabia.
All right, so, like, going on Hajj isn't one of those things where you get, like, temporary diplomatic immunity to where, you know, like, you go and come back and you can't be molested?
It's supposed to be. As a matter of fact, that's that whole thing, part of why it was set up in way back in the Arab times, in the what they call the Age of Jahiliyyah, was because Mecca was the safe zone. It was the place where, even if there was all of these blood feuds going on, Mecca was the one place that you couldn't draw your sword. And it was so business could take place there.
And for people that are Game of Thrones fans, that sounds very much like Vyas Dothrak, where the Dothraki go, you know, it's their sort of safe zone to where, you know, no blood is supposed to be spilled in this city, but they still find unique ways to kill one another without actually spilling blood. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the reason we, you know, started talking about Saudi Arabia is the Saudi government granted citizenship to this robot.
Yeah.
And there's been some backlash over basically the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
So let's get into what some of the actual backlash is. Again, you mentioned that, you know, she wasn't wearing the headdress, so she already has, you know, quote-unquote, more rights than the typical Saudi woman.
Well, another thing is that, again, the rights of a Saudi woman, if a Saudi woman were to marry me and we were to have children in Saudi Arabia, born in Saudi Arabia, our children would not be Saudi Arabian citizens.
Okay.
Because I'm a man who was not born in Saudi Arabia.
So how would you, as the spouse of a Saudi woman...
I can't become a Saudi Arabian citizen.
Okay.
I can't, and neither can my children. And our shared children. And that means that they won't get any of the benefits that come along with that. But for a man, if he married my sister, she and the children become Saudi citizens.
Very, interesting. And again, there's definitely more to discuss here on this robot that was given Saudi citizenship. And again, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Will.
And we're talking about Saudi Arabia, specifically because of one of the stories that we touched on briefly at the end of the show last night about this robot, Sophia. Don't remember what robot company created her. That's not really the important part here. What's interesting about this robot named Sophia is she was given Saudi citizenship, and, well, there's been some backlash, if you will, and we'll get back into that. But speaking of Saudi Arabia, one of the news stories over at news.bitcoin.com, Saudi Central Bank says cryptocurrency industry is not mature enough to warrant regulations. And another story that we might actually touch on later, apparently the Kansas Government Ethics Commission is forbidding political contributions in the form of cryptocurrency. Definitely we'll touch on that, and you can read more stories like that and learn more about Bitcoin at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. So, well, let's actually jump back into, and I think we barely even scratched the surface of the news article that you have about some of the backlash from the Saudi government giving this robot, female robot, citizenship.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a Twitter hashtag.
Yeah.
Sprung up.
There was an Arabic Twitter hashtag. It translates to hashtag Sophia demands the repeal of guardianship, which is the rule in Saudi Arabia that a woman is not allowed to leave her home without a male with her to be her guardian as she walks around in Saudi Arabia. Which, I mean, okay. I don't like the idea of guardianship laws, but Saudi Arabia, and my wife will tell you this because she's been there, the men in Saudi Arabia are, well, they just have lost the whole concept of lower your gaze and instead ogle and harass women. And if you don't have a male guardian with you, if you think sexual harassment in America is bad, go walk around the streets of Saudi Arabia without a male guardian. Men will pinch you, they will literally sexually assault you because you don't have a male guardian with you, so they feel that they have a right to touch you.
So without getting too bogged down on the specifics of that male guardian thing, at what age does a man or a male become able to be the guardian? So, you have several children.
Yeah.
Could your 6-year-old child be the male guardian of your wife?
Sure.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there was the Twitter hashtag, but then there was also some other backlash. So let's actually jump into one of the articles that you have here.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had the Twitter hashtag come about, and then you have, female Muslim activists in Saudi Arabia saying stuff like, I want to become Sophia so that one day I can have my rights. And basically that's what you're seeing all over Twitter is that kind of a reaction. And it's from Muslim women, not just Saudi women, but female Muslim women activists who are, they're basically feminists, but first wave feminism in the Muslim world, still not, third wave, misandry that we have today in the West.
Right.
You
and
still
I think
a fight for rights, like women literally fighting for equal rights that should already be there.
Right. And, there are a lot of people that will use the term feminist to mean that, first wave thing of women should be treated as equally under the law as men. But then you've got basically the MRA side that they have sort of a straw man version of what they think a feminist is. And I don't know if it's because, they found some woman that calls herself a feminist that's, basically the outlier, or if they just listen to too much conservative talk radio where you've got some, blithering idiot that just says feminazis, and so they think they know what a feminist is when they've never actually met one.
Well, no, that's why you talk about like feminism as different, groupings. You have first wave feminism, which is like our mothers and our grandmothers burning their bras and standing up for the right to vote and the right to have jobs. But then now you have third wave feminism where it's no longer about like equality; it's about Well, beyond, some animals are more equal than others, and women are more equal than men. And that's what you have in this newer feminism you see in the West. But you don't have that kind of feminism in the Middle East now, because I guess they haven't gotten to that point yet. They're still in that place where we were in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, where they're fighting for equality. They're fighting for the right to have a job. They can have a college degree, but, you know, without special programs, they, for a while, they weren't allowed to have employment, even though they, most of them had PhDs. You know, like you, seriously, like wow. If you go to Saudi Arabia, I'd say 80% of the women, at least the citizenry, the female citizenry, have college degrees, most of them PhDs. And men, they marry these girls who have PhDs and then put them at home and they have kids. So now you have a wife who has a PhD. And that's it. You know, like, she doesn't ever go to, like, she doesn't ever go practice medicine or anything else. She just has a PhD and raises kids.
So it's basically, you know, the Saudi version of a trophy wife.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and now you have, you know, that's being, Sophia is calling out the condemnation of that. It's calling out the condemnation of guardianship. It's calling out the fact that, you know, they pass a law saying that women can drive and then say, oh, but we're going to wait a year, basically, to enact the law. And it's bringing all of this out. And I personally love seeing all of this stuff, because most of it's coming from hijabis, Muslim women, who are tired of the stereotype of Saudi Arabia being represented as their experience as a woman, their experience in life. And they're being very vocal. Like, these women, they're not quiet about it. They're very vocal about their condemnation of the fact that now this foreign robot will be treated with more respect by the Saudi government than the average Muslim woman on the street.
Right, and, you know, you had touched briefly in the first segment about, you know, some of the immigration laws in Saudi Arabia, to where if you married a Saudi woman, there's no way for you to wind up becoming a Saudi citizen. There is no way for your children who were born to a Saudi woman to wind up getting Saudi citizenship. And I know that, you know, there are some probably, you know, self-described conservatives that would love to have something similar here in the U.S., unless it wound up happening to them. So let's think about if, you know, this system that exists in Saudi Arabia existed in the United States 150 years ago, when my great-grandparents on my mother's side immigrated here from Germany. Well, there's no way that they would have been able to get citizenship. There's no way that, you know, their children would have gotten citizenship. But on the other side of my family, they go all the way back to Jamestown. So at some point, would I personally be an American citizen or not? Not that I think it really makes any difference, because, you know, they're going to steal my money anyway and call it taxation.
I'm not sure I want to be a citizen.
I just get to vote, although my vote doesn't count. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. You can join us on the airwaves. The us being Daryl,
Chris,
and Will.
And yes, I did say you can join us on the airwaves, but we also have a podcast version of the radio show. And if you listen to the podcast, and we know a lot of people do, and you've not left a rating and a review, could you wind up taking like 30 seconds to do that? We would greatly appreciate it. If you leave us an honest review on iTunes, on Stitcher, on, you know, whatever other podcast aggregating things there are, because those ratings and reviews help get the show in front of other people. And that's really what we want, is for people to find the show and find the ideas of Liberty. So if you could do that, we would greatly appreciate it. Started off the show talking about the very interesting, that last night when we talked about it, it was just like, oh yeah, this is kind of neat. The story about the robot, Sophia, that wound up getting Saudi citizenship. But there's been some backlash that I didn't know about last night, so we discussed that. But let's move from Saudi Arabia to possibly the newest country in the world, Catalonia. A couple of stories here, actually. Antiwar.com reports that thousands of people are celebrating and have taken to the streets of Barcelona while Spanish flags are being removed from towns across the surrounding area. After a 70-10 vote in Parliament and a referendum earlier in the month, the Republic of Catalonia has officially been declared. Now, we did talk several weeks ago, it was almost 4 weeks ago now, when Catalonia actually held their independence referendum, that the Spanish government says, no, 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 our court said that you can't vote on independence, so that vote that you had where we sent police in to stop you from voting, that vote never happened. Not sure what our Spanish police were cracking heads for and stealing ballots and closing down polling places, because there was no vote. There was no vote, Chris. We want you to know that there was no vote, even though 43% of voters in Catalonia showed up and over 90% said, we want independence. There was no vote. That's the official position of the Spanish government. Spanish government basically said, Catalonia, if you try to declare independence, we are going to revoke your autonomy. Because in Spain, Catalonia, per the 1978 constitution, was officially recognized as an autonomous region within the Kingdom of Spain.
That kind of makes sense, actually, because if they're no longer part of Spain, they don't need autonomy anymore. They're independent.
Right, but that's not what Spain was saying. Spain was not saying, we will recognize your independence.
Right.
They were saying, we will revoke your autonomy, and you will be under direct control of us, the Spanish central government. It's akin to how some people have said the federal government needs to go in and fix Detroit, to where Detroit would no longer be its own city. It would be, you know, some kind of protectorate of President Trump. Right. It would be exactly like D.C., maybe like American Samoa, to where, you know, they don't really have much autonomy. The Virgin Islands has a little bit, but there are still things, you know, they definitely can't do. But again, very interesting, to where it was this sort of thing of, if you declare independence, we'll revoke your autonomy. Well, if you revoke my autonomy, I'm declaring independence. And, well, the Spanish government wound up acting on revoking the autonomy, invoking Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. The Catalan Parliament, again, by a vote of 70-10, actually declared independence for the Republic of Catalonia. Such a takeover, again, that being the Spanish government invoking the Article 155 emergency powers and taking over Catalonia and revoking autonomy, such a takeover is likely to be a messy matter to even attempt, with the Catalan population already angry over the violent Spanish crackdowns on voters during the referendum almost 4 weeks ago. Though Spain appears to believe that they can simply nationalize the Catalan police and order them to crush what they are describing as sedition against the crown, for now, Catalonia is a de facto republic, and Barcelona is its capital city. Catalonia was among the wealthiest regions in Spain. Actually, it was the wealthiest region in Spain, and could be a wealthy republic if it manages to keep its independence. The Catalan Republic borders Spain, France, and Andorra. Andorra being a very interesting little principality, to where the president of France and the king of Spain are co-heads of state over Andorra, although neither head of state actually really does anything to act on being co-head of state in Andorra. So if you ever want to, you know, learn more about Andorra, I definitely encourage you to do so, especially if you like knowing weird, interesting facts about tiny little countries, especially tiny countries that are in, what is that, the Pyrenees Mountains? And Andorra is actually the only tiny little country in those mountains. So moving from the anti-war story to CNN, where CNN actually has more information here. They say that Spain dismissed Catalonia's president and cabinet and dissolved the Catalan parliament hours after lawmakers in Catalonia defied Madrid and voted overwhelmingly to declare independence. So let me restate this, because from a logic standpoint, this doesn't logic. The Catalan parliament voted to be independent. The Spanish government then said, you're not actually a parliament. You are hereby dissolved. You appear as confused as what the... Yeah, this does not logic here.
The logical thing is that they agreed, they accepted the fact that they were not, they were independent. I mean, what other purpose would
be there? No, the Spanish parliament is not recognizing Catalonia's independence.
This is like...
Spanish government is claiming, we now control you, Catalonia. You don't have a parliament because we are dissolving your parliament.
Well, what happened is Rajoy threatened.
That's the prime minister of Spain.
Rajoy threatened them.
Right.
And he figured that the threat would be enough. It was like the whole Obama red line, don't cross the line in the sand. And they were
don't cross the Euphrates.
And
I meant this other place.
Exactly. And
I meant the Mediterranean.
And Rajoy basically said that the separatists have left him with no other choice, even though, he totally has no clue what to do next. And it literally could cause a civil war in Spain.
It technically would not be a civil war. People misuse that term all the time.
Oh, that's right.
Because a civil war is when you have people fighting over control of the same country. You've got two warring factions saying, I am the rightful ruler of all of Spain.
But it's creating division within the Spanish people as
right,
well.
It would be
the crackdown has created
it would
sympathy.
Be a war for independence. The American war for independence was not a civil war within Britain. But yet people often use the term civil war to describe other wars for independence because, that one's different.
It would be like if Florida tried to secede from the Union and the federal government cracked down on the people of Florida so hard that 15% of the American government, of the American populace, were willing to fight back against the entire American government because of what happened to Florida.
Right. And
that's basically what they're saying is possibly going to happen in Spain.
Right. And whether or not this leads to secessionist movements in other parts of Spain is yet to be seen, but definitely more on this. Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the new Republic of Catalonia?
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about Catalonia, the newest country on the planet. And, well, Spain's not happy about it. Spain refusing to recognize the Republic of Catalonia. And thus far, I'm not aware of any country recognizing the Republic of Catalonia. But the Catalans, they're trying to build a, you know, what they think is a better system for themselves. Spanish government saying, you can't do that. But maybe they could build a better financial system, not only for themselves, but for everyone. And you can do that as well by joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. So again, talking about Catalonia, where the Catalan Parliament voted overwhelmingly, vote of 70-10, to declare independence after there was the referendum earlier this month, where about 90% of Catalan voters said, yes, we want to be independent from Spain. Spanish government says, yeah, that vote never happened. We said that it was illegal and unconstitutional. We don't know what you were doing on October 1st, but it wasn't voting because there was no vote. And again, there was this weird sort of standoff to where the Catalan president was saying, Spain, if you try to revoke our autonomy, we will declare independence. And the Spanish prime minister was saying, if you declare your independence or don't back away from saying that those results of that vote that we said never happened, if you don't say that that was illegitimate, then we will revoke your autonomy. And, you know, the deadline came up. Catalonia's parliament again voted to declare independence. The Spanish president, or not Spanish president, Spanish prime minister, dismissed the Catalan president, said, nope, you are no longer president. Carles Puigdemont, you're no longer president. Your cabinet, they're no longer cabinet. The Catalan parliament, they're no longer parliament. And he wound up calling for new elections, did Mariano Rajoy. And he also fired the Catalan police chief, which he doesn't have the authority to do because Catalonia is no longer part of Spain, because they said, nope, here's our divorce papers, Spain. We are no longer part of Spain. Prime Minister not recognizing those divorce papers, trying to kick people out of office. Fired the police chief as part of an unprecedented package of measures to seize control of the administration in Barcelona. Again, that being the administration of the newest country on the planet, the Republic of Catalonia. Rajoy said the moves were needed to restore legality after a political and constitutional crisis that has gripped the country for months. Quote, in this moment, we need to be serene and careful, but we also need to have confidence in that the state has the tools backed by the law and reason to peacefully and reasonably go back to legality and take away threats to democracy. The prime minister of a kingdom is saying that people going along with the vote of people in a region is a threat to democracy.
Yeah, but isn't that just the par for the course for government in general? I mean, what was it that Frankie Boyle said? The British thought that the best way to teach Afghans about democracy was to have a prince shoot at them with a $20,000 machine gun from a helicopter. That's how you teach peace and democracy now, is through violence and monarchy, I guess.
Yeah. Rajoy spoke just a couple of hours after the Catalan parliament again voted 70-10 to form the Catalan Republic as an independent and sovereign state. The day's dramatic and fast-moving events pushed Spain into uncharted territory, testing the limits of the constitution drawn up after the restoration of, again, CNN using this word, democracy in the 1970s. Again, Spain is officially a monarchy. They continue here. The stage was set when separatists in the Catalan parliament tabled a motion to declare independence from Spain, arguing that a disputed referendum on October 1st gave them a mandate to split from Spain. Again, this disputed referendum, it's really only being disputed by Spain and some governments within the EU.
The people who stand to lose the tax chattel money.
Right. And, again, part of what they're disputing is, well, voter turnout was low. It was only 43%. Well, yeah, one of the reasons that the voter turnout was only 43% is the Spanish police closed down a bunch of polling places, and a bunch of Catalans didn't know where to go vote because they went to their polling place and their polling place was closed.
That's just not even a small number as far as turnout is concerned. I mean, we get less than 3% in
many
elections here in the United States.
2 days. 2 days after this Catalan referendum, we had a primary vote in Keene, New Hampshire, where voter turnout was 5%. And the local newspaper actually ran my letter to the editor saying, if people are saying that the vote in Catalonia is invalid because voter turnout was only 43%, it's equally invalid here where voter turnout was only 5%. But everybody's saying that the mayor has a mandate because he got like 90% in the primary.
Well, what about the presidential election here that only had, what, like 40-some-odd percent or 60% of the populace that voted in it? Is that now invalid as well?
No. See, it's only a contested election when it doesn't happen here.
Or when it does. Well, I don't know. Like, we had the contested election in Gaza, where basically the candidates
that's not here, though.
Didn't want to win. Basically, any time that a government wins an election that isn't the winner the United States wanted, that's a contested election or an illegitimate government.
Right. Although the Brexit thing, Obama didn't want the Brexit to happen, but he didn't officially say that's a contested thing because reasons. Right. Basically, continuing on here, after heated debate, opposition parties walked out of the chamber before the vote, some leaving Catalan and Spanish flags on their empty seats. Pro-independence crowds massed outside the parliament cheering, jumping up and down and waving flags, including the Catalan separatist Estelada flag, as the independence result was announced. That Estelada flag looks very similar to the flag of Puerto Rico and Cuba, only instead of red and white stripes, it's red and a yellow color. Less than an hour later, the Spanish Senate granted the Madrid government powers under Article 155 of the Constitution to sack the Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, and his ministers. Again, the Spanish Senate told the Spanish Prime Minister, yes, you can wind up firing the Catalan president, even though the Catalan president has declared that Catalonia is no longer part of Spain. It makes about as much sense as the manager of Burger King trying to fire the fry cook at McDonald's. He has no authority to do so.
It's Brexit. That's what it is. It's Brexit. It's a divorce. It's England divorcing itself from Europe. It's Catalonia divorcing itself of Spain.
It's the 12 colonies plus Delaware divorcing itself from the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Why is one acceptable and the other not? Why is Brexit okay and Catalonia separating is different somehow?
Brexit was only just leaving a group of other nations. They weren't actually, you know, declaring independence from another nation. Now, if Scotland would have voted to leave the UK, then that would have been different. And there were also votes a couple days ago in Venice and another region of Italy that is slipping my mind at the moment. I don't recall actually seeing the results of those, but a lot of the separatists in those regions were somewhat emboldened and empowered by the results out of Catalonia. But again, it's going to be very interesting to see how this winds up playing out. And I, for one, welcome the Republic of Catalonia to the global world of countries. I realize my recognition doesn't hold a lot of sway. And again, just because I'm recognizing them as being an independent nation does not mean that I support what they're trying to do because, well, they're socialist and I'm not. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.